Medicaid expansion is one of the key decisions that lawmakers in Olympia face this session. Medicaid is a federal program that provides health insurance to low-income people. Proponents of expanding Medicaid say that more uninsured would be covered, the state would save money, and the economy would grow. Critics say that the long-term costs from expanding Medicaid could cripple the state budget. Aaron Katz is an expert in healthcare policy. He teaches in the School of Public Health at the University of Washington. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us again.
Pleasure, Ross.
So the Medicaid program will cover more people when it expands January 1st, 2014. What's the decision for states to make when it comes to this funding?
Well, according to the Supreme Court and its decision in the middle of last year and some rulings by the federal government, the state has to decide whether or not to expand Medicaid according to the federal law. And it can't decide to do it partially. It's either all or nothing. So that's the decision.
Now, the proponents say that if we expand Medicaid in our state, there'll be coverage for hundreds of thousands of people who currently don't have health insurance. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's we have almost a million residents of the state who don't have coverage, and a good portion of those folks have incomes low enough that they would be eligible for Medicaid if we expand it, and the estimates are in the neighborhood of 300,000 people. So that's quite a few people.
Now, there's also the claim from proponents of this that Medicaid expansion would save the state money in the upcoming biennium. How would it do that?
Well, the primary way that the state will save money is by shifting the costs of coverage for certain people who are now covered in programs that the state funds partially, like basic health, and there's a program for low-income disabled people. Those folks will be covered under the expansion if the state decides that, and therefore the federal government will cover the full costs. There are some other savings, but that's the primary one.
Well, covers more uninsured people, saves money, but some states are rejecting this Medicaid expansion. Why?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One reason is ideological. There's some states and some governors who still don't like the Affordable Care Act and don't want to help implement it. Other states the governors have said they're concerned about the costs that will be borne by the states, since after the first few years, states will have to pick up 5% and then 10% of the cost of the expansion. So in some states with a lot of uninsured people, like Texas and Florida, even though it's only 5% or 10% of the total amount of money, it's real money. It's a chunk of change, so they have those concerns. I think what they're not looking at is the savings and the benefits on the other side of the equation.
Now, how about in our state? Are there many, many uninsured people, and will this 5% to 10% of the total bill account for a lot of money the state will have to pay?
Well, I don't know exactly how much, but there is certainly the state will have to come up with some money, but there's a lot of savings, not just the near-term savings that I mentioned before, shifting costs from the state budget to the federal budget, but as people get steady coverage, they're less likely to wait to get care when they get sick, and so the treatment costs will be less than they otherwise would. There's going to be a reduction in so-called uncompensated care, so when uninsured people go to the hospital or the doctor and get care and they don't have any money to pay for it, those costs will now be covered through the Medicaid expansion, which will reduce the cost burden on taxpayers and other policyholders. And there's a variety of other ways that having everybody covered makes the system work more efficiently.
Aaron Katz, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ross.
Aaron Katz teaches at the School of Public Health at the University of Washington. The state legislature is going to have to figure out whether or not they will expand Medicaid. That would happen January 1st, 2014. It would cover a lot of uninsured people in our state.